Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. If you know anything at all about the church in Corinth, you'll know that it was a disaster area. Everything seemed to be going wrong. But look how Paul starts this letter. He gives thanks for them, and for the way in which God has blessed them, and rejoices in the way that, through Jesus, God has enriched them in every way. I love this. He could have kicked off this letter with a long list of moans, but he doesn't. He begins with encouragement. My junior school was very small, and so I found my huge secondary school a very bewildering place. I'd never been part of anything like it before. I struggled with the work and didn't do very well at first. I'll never forget the piece of work that I did for a geography teacher when I was 12, which he marked as excellent. Nobody had ever told me that I'd done anything excellent before, and his words changed everything. I saw myself in a new light. Words of encouragement don't normally need to be long. They may be communicated in a quick text, or on a card, or in a brief email, but they can be of amazing importance. They can turn people's lives around. I wonder what you might be able to say today which will give solid encouragement to someone else. So let me ask you this. What was the most significant encouragement that you've ever received? And what did you learn from the experience? And now let's pray together. Lord, help us to become more encouraging day by day. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.